Tens of thousands of American parents enroll their children in medical research studies every year. Parents make those sometimes risky decisions in hopes the studies will help advance medical treatment. But an analysis out today finds many of those results are never published. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Central New Jersey businessman Vincent Delgaiso has a son with a hard-to-treat form of juvenile arthritis. When the boy was about 9 years old, he had a particularly difficult flare-up. Delgaiso learned that a nearby medical facility was running a clinical trial of an experimental drug.
When he enrolled in this study, he went through the previous 3 weeks of life without being able to straighten his elbow, like literally 1 degree. It was locked at a 90-degree position.
The experimental drug helped the boy, and the scientists ultimately published their overall results in the medical literature. Delgaiso said that last step was hugely important in his mind, part of the implicit deal he made with the researchers when he agreed to put his son at risk for unknown side effects in the study.
The patients need to know. They need to know the results of the study. They need this information to help make these treatment decisions.
Have you encountered patients who have gone through clinical trials and then heard absolutely nothing about the results of the trials?
Yeah, I mean, that's commonplace. There's so much research that was conducted, and a lot of it finished, and maybe some of it not finished, but still the results are never disseminated.
For the benefit of other patients, Delgaiso has become an advocate over this issue. And now, scientists at the Harvard Medical School and Children's Hospital in Boston have put some hard numbers on the problem based on studies that were conducted between 2008 and 2010. They found that about 20% of pediatric studies weren't published because they were never completed. And among pediatric studies that were completed, about 30% still didn't publish their results in the scientific literature. Dr. Florence Bourgeois co-authored that analysis in the journal Pediatrics.
We found that tens of thousands of children had been enrolled in these trials, and the results are then never published, which means that they can never be incorporated into our clinical decision-making and will never benefit the care we provide.
Sometimes scientists don't bother to publish their results because they didn't find what they'd hoped to find. But even those disappointing results can be important.
Well, the harm is that we end up with scientific literature that only shows all the things that do work.
It's just as important to know what doesn't work. For one thing, when those results aren't published, Bourgeois says other scientists may waste their time trying to do the same experiment and hitting the same dead end.
It creates a lot of inefficiencies and waste.
That's not just a problem for pediatric studies. Dr. Joseph Ross of the Yale School of Public Health is among those who have documented similar failures in medical research involving adults as well. He points to the ethical issues here, which are intensified with research involving vulnerable groups such as children.
When you do a clinical study and you're asking patients to participate and subject themselves to a risk, in order to inform science and generate knowledge, you have an ethical obligation to disseminate those findings to the wider scientific community.
But the new study underscores that even in the sensitive world of pediatrics, medical researchers don't always take that obligation to heart. Richard Harris, NPR News.